Amen. Turn to your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, and you're looking at the clock, and I'm going to be 10 minutes, all right? And so appreciate Brother Jimmy. Did a good job talking about faith, and I just could imagine, if you think about the comparison between Jimmy and Victor, and how big Victor is compared to Jimmy, just think about young David, teenage boy, facing this 10-foot giant Goliath. I couldn't imagine. And I tell you what, I think it's wonderful the example that we have here in the church and the wonderful message Jimmy preached. And then Isaac, amen? And Jacob and Esau. And yes, 1 John 1:7, the Bible talks about that as we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. We keep our eyes on the Lord, keep our eyes on Jesus. And then our relationships will be right here on earth as well. And so if you just give me just a minute, we're just kind of, again, talk about Philippians, and then we'll look forward to next time really getting back into the book of Philippians. I am looking forward to that. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill you my joy that be like-minded, having the same love, being of, what does it say there? One accord. Of one, what? One mind. So like-minded, being of one accord, having the same love, being of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. As we think about, again, the book of Philippians, the theme is selflessness that produces joy. Again, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. I don't know about you, but you parents that went yesterday and all you workers that went yesterday, you received as big a blessing as the kids did. And some of you probably more than the kids received. Because it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. We think about Christianity as a whole. We think about the Lord Jesus Christ who lovingly gave His life for us. In as much that He displayed selflessness on the cross. He did for us what we would have wanted Him to do for Him had we been in His place. In other words, He was selfless to a T. He illustrated for us. He exemplified for us true selflessness. Paul here in prison, writing to the church at Philippi, never one time complains about his predicament. Never one time complains about being in jail. But just reminds them of how that through his imprisonment, the gospel's being spread. That through his stripes, through his problems, the gospel is being spread throughout there in the city of Rome, and for him to live was Christ. We think about Philippians chapter 2. We see that it says there that we be of one mind, that we be in one accord, that we have the same love, that we be like-minded. As we think about that, we think about, as Christians, if we have our minds on the Lord Jesus Christ, if we have our minds on the ultimate goal, which is to win people to Jesus, if we keep our minds off ourselves and our minds on others, then we will have unity. We'll be unified. As we keep our minds and eyes on Jesus Christ, as Isaac said a moment ago, then our relationship with our fellow man will be what it should be. So many times, I gets in the way. As a preacher, I get in the way. As church members, we get in the way. And let's remember that tonight. Whether it's looking out for our neighbor, there it says what? Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. It's not saying that we look on the things of others and to want those things. It's saying to watch out for them, to look out for other people, to make sure that they're fed, to make sure they have what they need. It's not about us. That it's not all about us. To look out for those around us. I just want to encourage you, if you want a life of joy, live selflessly. If you want an abundant life, follow Christ's example and sacrifice yourself. Give yourself to not only the Lord, but to others around you. Boy, that goes in parenting, doesn't it? It goes into being a good neighbor. It goes into being a good student, a good friend at school. Just being a good Christian. I want to live for Jesus. I want to be selfless like Him. And if I am, and if I do that, then I will experience joy. As Paul experienced joy, no matter the difficulty. Paul experienced that joy. How's your faith tonight? You got faith to defeat a giant? With the Lord's strength we can, right? With this. How's your relationship with others tonight? Have you got your eyes on Jesus? As the little triangle, you keep your eyes on God, your relationship with your fellow man will be right. Let's live selflessly this week. And as I preach this morning, you can't do that on your own. Only the Lord can help you do that. You got to pray and say, Lord, help me to live a selfless life. And He'll do it. Let's all stand. We have a verse invitation. Let's sing 351, Wherever He Leads I'll Go, and we'll get ready for baptism tonight. So thankful we've seen so many saved here of late and opportunity we have to see so many baptized. That's what it's about. We're thankful for these children, for these kids, for yesterday's experience, and what a blessing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for Your love for us and the example You set on Calvary of giving Yourself for us that we might have eternal life. I pray that we might live out that example in our own lives to those around us, that we might live a selfless life. And Lord, we understand if we'll do that, that it will produce joy in our own lives. I pray this evening that You would allow us, that You would enable us to live that selfless life. We ask this in Your name.